Lottie. The kettle boils, and I direct a stream of hot water over a filter, making myself a fresh cup of coffee. There's coffee already made, a cardboard box with a spigot of suspicious-looking stuff, but I prefer to make mine the old-fashioned way. Molly pops her head around the corner of the kitchen door. "You almost ready, Mom? The crew is all set up." I turn to look at my daughter. "I'll be right there." We'll be filming in the library today. I smile, feeling a flutter of gratitude at seeing her there. It's a gift that she can be with me at Grafton, that she can get to know where I come from and have a connection to the grandmother she never met, even if it is only symbolic. I make sure the stove is turned off. Agnes's recipes live here now, in their rightful place on the shelf. It seems strange to me that I had to look so hard to find her, when the truth is, I see evidence of my mother every day now, especially here in the kitchen. She is in the nicks in the wood of the table where she used to chop vegetables, in the worn surface of the counter where she kneaded bread, and of course, the dogwood. After reuniting with my extended family, I found out that Richard Grafton had often visited their special place, next to the dogwood tree, as he couldn't mourn her publicly. I still have the photo of them standing in front of it, framed in my bedroom. Apparently, he never really recovered from her death. My father. It still feels strange to say it. A part of me will always feel like that little girl, hesitantly standing at the threshold of Betsy's bedroom, an interloper. There are so many things I wish I could go back and ask them. But sometimes that is how life goes. Sometimes you don't get all the answers. Pradyumna strolls in, casually pouring himself a coffee from the spigot. He looks at home here. Not surprising, given the amount of time he spends at Grafton. It's practically his second home. Without him, I don't know how Molly and I would keep Grafton going. I inherited the manor soon after the investigation into Archie's death was officially closed and Betsy was committed full-time to a mental health facility for violent offenders. The estate fell to me, the only heir not incarcerated. Little did I know the expense of keeping an entire manor house afloat. Pradyumna is a wonderful business partner. As an investor in the estate, I've given him part ownership. He's always coming up with new inventive ways to keep the manor going. It was his idea to hire Peter to bring it back to life. The first thing he did was restore the old staircase. Soon, he will begin restoration of the rest of the fourth floor. When producers from Flixer contacted him about making a documentary about what happened here, Pradyumna was the one who suggested we consider it. Grafton, as a place, has become far more interesting to people now that it is part of two stories involving murders. My mother's and Archie Morris's, both pushed to their deaths by an unhinged Betsy Martin. "Are you nervous?" I ask him. "Nah, nothing for us to worry about." I detect a hint of emphasis on the word us. I don't know what he means exactly, but I don't push for an answer. Craft Services has set up the kitchen counter with food. Mediocre-looking baked goods are piled high on paper plates next to an aluminum tray of raw vegetables. I pick up a fist-sized muffin and inspect it. "Not exactly up to snuff, is it?" Pradyumna laughs. Molly comes in and leans on the counter next to him. I see him discreetly take her hand in his. They think I don't see. But then, people constantly underestimate what I notice. It's one of the many advantages of old age, getting to view people who don't think they're being watched. For example, I've never mentioned to Hannah that I saw her that night with Archie. If she wants to come out with it, she will, I suppose. Still, I'm surprised that she agreed to do the documentary. I didn't think she, of all people, would want to relive such a tragic day. But she was the first to respond. "I think Hannah will take whatever attention she can get," Pradyumna had said wryly when I told him. Stella wanders into the kitchen and gives a wobbly smile.
"Are we ready? Is this happening? Oh, God, I'm really nervous."
"You'll be great," I tell her. The producers of Bake Week had made the controversial decision to air the first three episodes. Instead of one per week, they were released all at once this past winter. It became the most bingeable 3 hours of television in the country for a good month, with everyone clamoring to look for clues that Betsy Martin was about to snap. For a while, there were too many articles to count that attempted to pinpoint the exact moment Betsy Martin's insanity took hold. The Bake Week Murders, they've come to be called. And as much as I don't love having my mother lumped into some sort of pop culture craziness, a part of me relishes her story being told so openly. "Mom?" Molly asks again. "Are you ready to go?" I look around at them, my lovely makeshift family. I think so.